Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong. That is their song, with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound all hill and dale, telling their tale. Gaily they ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. On they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home. Ding dong, ding dong. The Libra choir sang those words far more effectively than I can say them. But perhaps in the singing, the words at times got a little lost. So I hope my speaking of them was helpful. Music. So much of our hearing of the events of the first Christmas and the prophecies foretelling Jesus's birth comes to us in music, whether centuries old or written far more recently. Music. Our service has been full of it. And our everyday, ordinary lives are full of it. Now, I don't know what your favourite style is, what your favourite style of music is. Classical, opera, country, folk, blues, jazz, reggae, pop, dance, rock, electronic, or just plain old middle of the road, whatever that might mean. But whatever it is, I can be, and I kind of gave myself a little percent here just in case, so I said 99% certain of one thing. Even if you don't have a favourite style, you will enjoy music. And you and I, well, we're all moved by it. One of the carols that we're not singing tonight, because we actually sang it this morning, is It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, written by a minister called Edmund Sears in the middle of the 19th century and based on the words of Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favours. Now, just in case you think that means God has his favourites, it doesn't. Those he favours means human beings, all of us. The angels are telling the ordinary working class shepherds that incredibly, wonderfully, all of humanity is favoured by the Almighty God. In Luke's account, we are told that the angels spoke those words. But like so many of the hymn writers, Edmund has them singing. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. And over all its Babel sounds, the blessed angels sing. So hush the noise, you men of strife, and hear the angels sing. And all the world send back the song, which now the angels sing. Music, singing. Something that uplifts the soul, that speaks to the heart as well as to the head, that has the ability to move us, even to change us. So what of that music of the Christmas story? Croatian theologian Peter Kuzmis wrote, "Hope is the ability to hear the music of the future. Faith is the courage to dance to its tune today. Hope is the ability to hear the music of the future. Faith is the courage to dance to its tune today." The music of the future? Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favours. The music of the future, I reckon, is the music of yesterday, the music of today, the music of the Christmas story. Honour and glorify God and bring peace among humankind. We live in a complex world here in the UK. How much longer, I wonder, will I be able to say that? The United Kingdom. We live with uncertainty every day, at a national level, at an international level, and also at a personal level. Boris Johnson and the Conservative Party might be able to relax in a majority of 80 seats in the House of Commons, but the uncertainty of what that majority will actually mean in terms of policies continues to create anxiety for many. The music of the future is the music of every next moment. And for those who love and serve and follow Jesus, we hear the music. We have hope. Despite the prevailing mockery of our post-everything society, post-Christendom, post-modern, post-truth even, the tune to which we are called to dance is the tune that we have been called to dance to ever since that first Christmas. Honour and glorify God and be people of peace. And we do that because our faith gives us courage. Courage to stand up against injustice, to feed the hungry and tackle its causes. Courage to embrace the outcast, to welcome the stranger. Courage to do all that we can to reduce the impact of humanity's negative effects on the planet and its climate. Courage to be people of peace, to speak out against injustice, to speak out against prejudice. Courage to love, to give without counting the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to ask for any reward. But courage to be those who forgive. Courage to be known as followers of Jesus. Courage to dance to the tune we hear because it is the tune of the angels. The tune that has resounded down through the centuries. The tune that is the tune of love. It is a tune that is costly and demanding. It is a tune that we will often find hard to dance to. But dance we must. We are called to do nothing less, and our world needs nothing less. Keep dancing.